This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajya Sabha will take up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lead the two-day discussion on Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875, while the Lok Sabha will take up the discussion on election reforms. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by NDP MPs for the alliance victory in Bihar Assembly elections. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the meeting, all NDA leaders congratulated the Prime Minister for the NDA's victory in the Bihar elections. He said Prime Minister asked NDA leaders to work with more speed for the development of the country. Mr. Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister emphasized to undertake reforms across all sectors to ease the public's lives and ensure they did not face problems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the enduring relevance of Sanskrit in India's cultural and spiritual life, noting its daily presence in Doordarshan's Suprabhatam program. In a social media post, he observed that each morning the program features a Sanskrit Subhasita wise saying, seamlessly weaving together values and culture. The magisterial inquiry into the Goa tragedy revealed major procedural lapses by local authorities, even as police initiate steps to apprehend the main accused who have fled the country. The inquiry found the local sarpanch had issued multiple permissions, including the trade license for the establishment. Goa police discovered the two main accused, Gaurav and Saurav Luthra, fled to Phuket on 5:30 a.m. flight on 7th of December, hours after the incident. A committee has been formed to draft new safety standards. The Ministry of External Affairs will organise the 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. In a statement, the ministry said that Teo Chi Han, Senior Advisor to the Prime Minister of Singapore, will deliver the lecture on the theme, Enduring Partnerships in a Changing World. Three artisans from Manipur will be conferred National Handicraft Award by the Ministry of Textiles. The award distribution will be held in New Delhi today. According to the Ministry of Textiles, the National Handicraft Award 2023 and 2024 will be conferred to 23 master craftspersons from different states and union territories. Among them, three master craftspersons from Manipur will be conferred the award during the ceremony. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh and Union Minister of States for Textiles Pavitra Margarita will grace the award distribution ceremony. As part of Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Army is continuing its sustained humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka in the aftermath of Cyclone Dithwa. India has been delivering critical engineering support and high-quality medical care in close coordination with the Sri Lankan Army and the civil administration. The Minister of Defence informed that the Indian Army's Engineer Task Force, ETF, has begun the retrieval and de-launching of the damaged Puliyam Pokkanai Bridge in Jaffna using a wheeled excavator to support Sri Lanka's Road Development Authority, RDA. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Japan last night. Japan Meteorological Agency said that the quake occurred about 80 kilometers off the coast of Omori region. More than 20 people were injured. The quake has triggered a tsunami of up to 70 centimeters in the Pacific coastal communities, which have now been lifted. The Indian Premier League IPL has finalized the player auction list for the 2026 season. The list features 350 players who will be up for bidding in the upcoming auction in Abu Dhabi on December 16th, as per a release by the IPL. Out of 1,390 players who registered for the auction, 350 were shortlisted, including 240 Indians and 110 overseas players. The auction is set to start at 2:30 p.m. IST today. Equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell sharply in early trade this morning following weak global cues, continued foreign fund outflows and heavy selling in major sectors, including technology and energy. The 30-share BSE Sensex plunged over 636 points in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.